is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a lot of things going on here at the ranch. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington. There's so many things to cover. It's amazing. I thought I'd talk a little bit about what's happening here at the ranch. We've had quite a few visitors coming up lately, some very powerful people, some very important people, and some people that are really shaking the bushes, you might say, for change and to turn this planet around. And they're people working with healing technologies. They're working with different types of energy technologies, a lot of different things that we're working on right now. What's nice is a lot of these people that came here, they came to see, you know, if this place was for real or not, to have their own experience, which we highly recommend. You know, don't take anybody's word for anything, to come up to the ranch and see, you know, if this is real for you and have your own experience, which a lot of people do. And it's funny, I was talking with Don here, who has BBS Radio, and I said, you know, this is like a Disneyland for people that are awake or that have an open mind or a loving heart. It's amazing what you can experience here. But it's also, you know, like hell for people that are very negative and closed-minded and skeptical, because that gets amplified as well. So it's a double-edged sword when people come up here. And when people come up here in the right mind, they have incredible experiences. So, you know, the bottom line is consciousness creates reality, and if people want to remain skeptical, you know, we can't trespass on their choice to stay in ignorance or stay a skeptic. That's their reality, and that's what they choose. But we can open the door for people that do want to experience, you know, the higher consciousness and energy and what's happening here, and that's pretty much the way of the world right now. We have a lot of people, you know, not wanting to open up or experience the new higher consciousness and energy, and to make the shifts and the changes that are necessary for, you know, healthy society and environment. But unfortunately, the Earth is going in that direction, and the collective consciousness as well, and it is our destiny to join the rest of the universe in peace. So those who are maintaining, you know, the old guard, you might say, that want to keep the separation game going and keep the ignorance of you know, being harmful to each other and the planet and the greed and all the other nonsense, you know, the low-level consciousness, those that are hanging on to those realities and those that have based their entire kingdoms on those realities are in for a big surprise, and that's what the new energy is coming in. They're not going to be able to maintain those realities much longer. A lot of what I want to talk to you about is the grid. The grid is actually coming down. There's a lot of people on the Earth. There's people doing Fire the Grid experiments. I think firethegrid.com, I would check out that and go and see what's happening there. I'm not sure the date. I need to go look it up again, but I think it's around the 17th or something that they're going to do a major experiment where, you know, everybody's just going to focus the love and the joy and the bliss and visualize the planet they want to see, you know, into the grid. And it's amazing what will happen if enough people work on that experiment. We did an experiment on the Art Bell Show, which was pretty amazing, and it was an intention experiment to set the intent for contact and to put it out there that we would really like to have contact. We'd like to experience the shifts, and we focused on a very loving, joyous, enlightening experience. And it's very important when you do this is that the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you have a lot of fear-based concepts and a lot of religious concepts and a lot of separative concepts, that's the kind of consciousness you're going to create. So it's very important not to, you know, people that want to hang on to that consciousness shouldn't get involved in these kinds of experiments, because they are going to draw to them and magnetize people and events to them according to their consciousness. So it all goes back to making a choice on, you know, which experience you want to have. You know, if you want to experience demons and dark energies and astral beings and all that other nonsense, you can have that experience. You know, you can go into the lower astral realms and have all kinds of experiences. If you want to experience the Christed Masters, the angelic guides, and the ultra-dimensionals that are very spiritually and technologically advanced, you can have that experience as well. And it's up to you. And As the name of this radio, the universe, and God just says, as you wish. Whatever you want to experience, you can experience. And it doesn't judge either way what you choose to experience. It just becomes the experience, which is quite an eye-opener for people that finally get this. That is the secret. And the secret is you experience, you know, what your mind, you know, what you believe, you know, it's as you believe, so it is, and what you put out there. So a lot of us don't understand that we have a lot of baggage we're carrying around with us. We're carrying around old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences and limiting mental concepts, you know, all kinds of things that are creating our tomorrow, and we don't even know they're in there, and they're popping up. So there are a lot of process-oriented techniques, some of which we do here, which are very powerful, and which some of the people that just came up here experience, and they're walking on cloud nine right now. They're just totally blissed out with a whole new direction and a very good feeling of who they are and why they're here. So it's very important to move that out of the way and then get on with your own unique purpose for being here and clear out all those patterns. The things that went on here the past 2 weekends were awesome. We've had film crews come up here. We've had done a lot of interviews. The people that came here, they saw the ships. We've had some big ships fly over from horizon to horizon, fully lit up, going over the entire horizon. You know, they should be in the Earth's shadow. If they were a satellite or a space station or anything of that nature, they should have dimmed out when they went into the east and into the Earth's shadow, and they didn't. They stayed self-illuminated. So what does that mean? You know, what does it mean when a craft flies over and it's self-illuminated? It's huge, it's enormous, and it's lighting up the sky as it goes over, and it's making a turn, and it has no red or green running lights, and it has no strobe on it, like, which is a standard FAA. You know, the military and the commercial, any commercial pilots know this, that if you're flying up there, you need a strobe and, you know, the running lights, either red and blue or red and green running lights. That's standard, even with military. These objects don't have these strobes or these running lights. You know, when they come in, they're bouncing. It's interesting. They go side to side. They bounce. They sway back and forth. They look like they're drunk, you know, because they're riding the magnetic field. And they do all kinds of anomalous things. They light up on command. The people say, light it up, and they explode into a huge light. They bilocate light. They move it from their ship to the people on the ground with no beam of light in between, and everybody lights up on the ground. There's an incredible exchange of consciousness and energy with the people on the ground. There are massive triangle ships that are miles long. We're seeing cylinder ships, blue ships, green ships, pink ships, you know, every color, purple ships, white ships, every color you can imagine we're seeing. And we're getting them on film as well. So anyway, the overwhelming number of witnesses that are coming here and the fact that the ships are responding to the consciousness, you know, on the ground and the intent of the people shows very, very clearly that contact is happening at the ranch, at the East Eddy Ranch. If people want to see some of this evidence, they can go to eastetty.org. But before you go there, there is a lot of eyewitnesses cataloged. I mean, we've got base commanders, Air Force base commanders there. We've got, you know, people from all walks of life. We've had physicists, aerospace engineers. Literally thousands of people have come and they've seen the ships, and we just got tired of cataloging all of it. So we stopped cataloging, I guess, maybe even a couple of years ago, all the witnesses, because it was just ridiculous. We do have a logbook that people sign in, but we haven't transferred, you know, everything from that logbook over to the website, and that's just because of the lack of staff and funding and, you know, things of that nature. But with me, it's a little bit of is also my feelings about that as well, is that I'm not really here to prove anything to anybody. I'm not here to shove anything down anybody's throat. I'm not here to point fingers at the bad guys that have been hiding all this technology, although they have. And, you know, that's not our program here. We're here to make a space, a very high-energy space, where people live, you know, in according with universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And it's a place where people can live in harmony with each other in nature and come and experience the ships, because that's how they live. So we have to rise to the occasion if we are going to have these contacts, and that's what we're doing here. The people that are coming here are rising to the occasion, and they're greeting it with an open mind and a loving heart, and so they're having the experiences. You know, they're seeing the ships, and the ships are coming in right on cue. So anyway, to make a long story short, some amazing things are happening here, and it's not just the UFOs that we're seeing here. We're seeing 8-foot-tall golden beings, blue beings, pure energy beings walking across the field. You know, those are on our website, pictures of them. There's beams of light coming down. There's light ladders coming down in the field. We even got a picture of like an interdimensional robot type thing. We've got orbs galore everywhere. And to burst the bubble of those people saying that orbs are dust, we have photographs of orbs flying through the forest, behind branches, with the branches casting shadows on them, showing that they are a distance away from the camera. And they are anywhere from 1 foot in diameter to 30 feet. So what's nice is the conference building where we held the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference is full of orbs, and the energy is building there, and the more meditation work we do there, and the more focus work, and the more conferences we hold there, the more the energy builds there, and it's actually creating its own vortex there as well. So just recently, the guests that were here were taking photographs in the conference building while we were working on it, and there were orbs everywhere, and they were taking them without a flash. So it's not a dust particle illuminated with flash. It's not, you know, a lot of the things that people say they are. You know, we're not throwing flour and dust in the air and taking pictures. I mean, these are clearly seen going half in and out of the walls. You know, they move right through the walls, through steel walls, through, you know, wood walls, whatever. And they seem, their frequency just is of a higher nature, and they just move in and out. And, you know, some of these beings, we just call them ultra-dimensional beings. They're coming from a higher frequency, a higher dimension, and they're checking us out and seeing what's going on here. And they're very supportive of the people that come here that engage, you know, the higher consciousness and energy here. So, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. It takes a person that just wants to get into the heart and serve humanity and the earth. And, you know, just has pure intent, good intent. That's all it takes. You know, you don't have to study for years and years and years of science to experience the higher consciousness and energy or the orbs or have experiences with these ultra-dimensionals. You know, a lot of people say, you know, a good example, somebody said, well, how do they look upon us? And I said, well, they look upon us very lovingly. They care very much for us. They're very concerned with our evolution here on the planet. They want us to continue as a civilization. And some of them are very advanced, and they're very understanding about the trials and tribulations that we're going through, because in their ancient past, they had some of the same experiences. But they also see us as very primitive. And one guy says, oh, it's like, go down and check out what the monkeys are doing. You know, and I said, well, you know, not necessarily basically that. I have a dog. I have this incredible dog. It's part corgi and part blue heeler. Smart as hell. It's an incredible dog. But, you know, we fed it oxygen water ever since it was a pup and opened its brain up, and it problem solves and everything else. It's very intelligent. You know, and I love the dog. I don't talk down to the dog. I don't see the dog as stupid. You know, I don't project him as an idiot, you know, or just a dumb animal. I don't project that energy on it. I project a much higher energy on it. And the dog, being very subjective, actually follows suit. And it's amazing what you project on something, they actually become. And it's the same thing in human nature. If we project negativity on humans, they act negative. You know, if we project they're anything less than the gods and goddesses that they are, they start acting appropriately. And if we... you look in that mirror and see that within ourselves as well and start, you know, acting the same way, then we're just adding to the pot as well. So it's very important to realize that these beings, a lot of them have mastered judgment. They don't judge. They just serve. They love humanity greatly. And they know we're a little bit behind, you know, as far as our evolutionary process. But, you know, they're here to assist and help. You know, it's not, we shouldn't feel guilty, you know, and hang our heads down low and feel unworthy or any of these other things, because that's the old paradigm. That's the old control program. You know, there's no division in God. Everything is God. All creation is God, and everything is divine. And when you start seeing things that way, that's the way the world comes back to you. You know, it's that simple. But that's kind of the way they see things. You know, they don't fall into the divisions and the separations and all of the other things that we're dealing with. A lot of the other things going on here, I spoke about the, you know, we've been just working our tails off. We've been coming in just covered with dirt, you know, putting in this conference building and the bathrooms and all the other work that we're doing here. And it's sun up to sun down getting ready for this Science, Spirit, and Mind Conference. And, I mean, World, what is it, Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. And what's amazing is that, I mean, this is an overwhelming job, and there's basically two of us, you know, doing it here full time. And what's so amazing is, as soon as I get stuck and I'm on overwhelm and I'm just going, I'm not going to make it, people show up out of the blue. It's so amazing. And the right people show up with the right skills, you know, the right, you know, and there's a couple things I especially with electricity, I don't like playing with panels or some electrical things I don't know how to do as well. And when I needed it, the electrician just showed up this weekend, so it was amazing. And that was just a real godsend. Some of the legal matters that we've been dealing with, it seemed to be starting to get solved and resolved. It looks like some people are stepping in and taking care of that. And that's been a long, hard road, that one, because it seems, because of the work we're doing, that everything came out of the woodwork to stop it. I mean, every angle you could think of, and I had all kinds of liens placed against me, and false liens and false job descriptions, and you name it, you know, crazy, you know, according to the state, I'm building all these houses, you know, and I'm a contractor, and I'm doing all these things, and they just make things up and then come after you, you know. So, you know, I don't have a contractor's license, I haven't built anybody's houses, and you know, it's like I'm not making thousands and thousands of dollars a month. That's nonsense. You know, they said we have a restaurant and a hotel and a bookstore here and I don't know what else. And they wanted all the books. And I said, you know, I would love to have all those things. They're just not built yet. And you can't tax people on imaginary things now, can you? You know, so. But for some reason, I don't know who these guys are or who's putting them up to it, but even one of the lawyers I had, you know, asked me, he said, you know, what'd you do, have an affair with the governor's daughter and dump her or something? Because this makes no sense at all, what's going on. But luckily, we're going to get a lot of this resolved. You know, my lug nuts haven't been taken off lately. You know, brake lines are staying together. And you know, I haven't had the black helicopters hovering over the house and playing, you know, other little psychotronic games. So looks like we're finally moving in the right direction. I think a lot of these groups are finally just giving up and realizing that it's the cover-up's over, you know, the disinformation's over, and the consciousness isn't supporting that anymore. And so, you know, it's going to be nice. And I'm not saying it's all over, but you know, there still are certain leaders, we won't mention any names, that are still acting like monkeys, and they still think that they're separate and they want to control and dominate everyone and everything. But the public is just becoming very awake, very aware of this, and there's a big groundswell right now, and the energy supporting it is just phenomenal. So the good news is that tyranny is folding in on itself. A lot of these negative energies are bending inward, and karma is being accelerated, and these people are manifesting some very hard lessons, some very hard experiences, and that's the way they chose to experience it. So, you know, it's as you wish. You know, you can do it the hard way or do it the easy way. It's up to you. But No, the good news is a lot of the information I've been hearing, you know, it's hard to talk about some of these things because people think you're nuts, but in 1982 I wrote these books, and one was Reunion with Source, and the other one was Becoming Gods, too. And information in them is all manifesting right on cue, exactly, you know, what they said. They talked about the, you know, the Earth moving into a new place in the solar system. Our whole solar system is moving to a new place in the universe. And the Earth actually is not, it's not really moving to a new place. Our whole solar system is moving to a new place in the universe. And there's a lot more available energy and light. It's an incredible awakening and lifting energy as well. And that's causing the Earth to throw off coronal mass ejections and flares, and the planets are four times brighter, and we're having all these incredible experiences right now because of it. And on the Earth, that equates to a lot of Earth changes. We're seeing the energies around the human body, the bioelectric fields, are being hammered, you know, by magnetic pulses and creating people, you know. Stanford research showed monkeys that did everything from lethargy to self-mutilation when they're hit with these magnetic field changes and shifts. But we don't have to act like monkeys. We can realize, hey, there's shifts going on, there's energy going on, I need to adjust to it, and I need to maintain my consciousness and become the observer and watch myself and you know, take control over my emotions, my emotional body, you know, not blame or project or... you know, just own what I'm feeling and let it move up and out. You know, that's the choice we have. But you're going to see, as these energies move through, you're going to see, you know, the increase in tornadoes and hurricanes, which we're seeing right now, which is all given in the books. You're going to see an increase in earthquake. Tsunamis are going to increase as well. And you're going to see a lot of volcanoes increasing as well. And this has all gone up 400%, which was, you know, prophesied back in 1982 by Ezekiel. But anyway, people that don't know, everybody goes, who is Ezekiel? And basically, if you talk to any other grand master and ask them who Ezekiel is, they'll tell you he's known as the god of eternal bliss. And it's actually Ezekiel and a feminine energy by the name of Cassia that merged together and ascended. And they're coming from a level where there is no really physical body. They're just pure golden light and energy. And very blissful energy, and it's beings like this that are pressing their consciousness and energy, you know, in mass, you might say, that are pushing down through the vibrational continuum and making connections and contacts, and their consciousness is actually being anchored in the Earth, and that's, you know, ergo the light workers, all the other people on the planet. A lot of people don't even know who they're talking with, where the energy's coming from. They don't even know they're being used as a transmitter of this energy. And a lot of them would be shocked to see what's happening on the outskirts of their auras. But they are holding these frequencies and these energies. And some of them don't need to know who it's coming from. They just transmit it. You know, it's just there. But it's part of the quickening. It's part of the awakening and healing of humanity, Earth. And that quickening has legions behind it. So... you know, you're going to see just amazing things starting to unfold, just like they are here at the sanctuary. The veils are very thin here. They're coming down. You can see, you know, a lot of people are starting to see these beings. They're having ultra-dimensional contact. They're having contact with physical, very spiritual and technologically advanced beings. They're having contact with angelic guides, ascended masters. People are seeing the other kingdoms. They're right on alongside of this world as well. There's the other dimensions are starting to open up, and it's not happening just here. It usually happens in the power spots first on the planet, and then it moves outward to the rest of the planet, to the masses, and to social consciousness. So this is all happening right now. It's pretty amazing. The energies right now are just overwhelming, and you're going to find yourself wanting to, you know, sleep a little bit more, rest, you know, to assimilate these new energies. You're going to find aches and pains in your body, headaches sometimes. A lot of things you're going to be experiencing as your body is adjusting to these new energies. So, you know, we need to really take care of ourselves, take care of our bodies, drink a lot of water, get pure water, hopefully get the Aquarius water, the oxygenated water. That's all I drink because it's as pure as you can get, and it oxygenates the blood, and which, you know, goes after any viruses or bacteria or some of the other things that are raining down on us in these wonderful little chemtrails that the other group are spraying. But anyway, it's good to keep your blood oxygen up, keep your body more alkaline, and eat right. Try to eat as healthy as you can, as close to nature as you can, and that'll really assist you in getting through these changes. And it's also very important just to watch your thoughts and become the observer and try to think good thoughts. One of the most powerful things I can offer you right now, there's many schools that are teaching a lot of these techniques, and a lot of people talk about affirmations and things like that. They, you know, a lot of them don't work. You have to access a certain part of your mind for them to work. If you're just playing in social consciousness or the mind, nothing really happens. You got to get into the subconscious where the real patterns are and clear them out and install new patterns. And there's many techniques to do that. But I would strongly suggest every morning, if you can, take a walk in nature. And when you're walking, create a mantra, whatever you want to do, and just, you know, say, you know, I've always been healthy, I've always been wealthy, you know, I've always been whatever you want to manifest. You know, it's one of the things I do is I just say, you know, I've always been, you know, fabulously healthy or whatever, and I with the strength of 10 men, and this is the only thing that keeps me going, because I seem to be doing the work of 10 men here on the sanctuary right now. But by doing that mantra and doing these walks and doing these meditations, it's amazing. Your body, your whole neural net starts changing, and your DNA starts changing, and pretty soon you start manifesting this. You know, and the world is going to be telling you everything different. You're not going to have any mirrors out there. So, you know, it's kind of tough. So it's good if you can get some alone time with this and spend more time with it. And you can actually slow down, even stop the aging process. You can change your DNA. You can activate the so-called junk DNA. And you can start kicking this body on and turn it into what it was meant to be. You know, we have actually 13 lines. DNA lines, and if we activate them, most people think that we only have two, but we have actually have 13. And one of these DNA lines is actually the salamander gene, which helps us regenerate limbs, anything, helps us heal the body. You know, another one gives us telepathy. Another DNA line allows us to see forward and backward in time. Another DNA line helps us to actually ascend and jump, you know, dimensions, bilocate, do things like that. When these DNA lines start being activated, you know, like they are in some of these super kids that are being born right now, we all become prophets. You know, we all become healthy. We all become awake. You know, we all become telepathic. And that's basically where we're going as a civilization, with these new energies coming in. So, you know, there's a lot of really good work out there. Bruce Lipton is actually documenting all this. This shift that's going on, you know, he's proven over and over that the DNA is not governed. You know, the cell is not governed by the DNA within the center of the nucleus. It's actually governed from the transmitters and the receivers on the outside. So we are basically perception-driven units, and our body is adjusting to our perceptions of the outer world and becoming what we're experiencing. So it's very important to change our perceptions, reframe things, and start seeing the world the way we want to, and creating the universe the way we want to see it. And I know my dream has always been to live a very natural, spiritual way of life in harmony with each other and the planet, and to also to live in harmony with the rest of the universe, and to join the rest of the universe in peace, which is my dream, and I'm working towards that dream, which is coming along right on schedule. So just making the awareness that this is possible and manifesting and creating an example of this is the best thing I can do, and hopefully others will see it and get involved with it and start moving in the same direction, and eventually the whole collective consciousness will say, you know, that's the way we want to live. and it's like the 100th monkey. You plant, you know, you plant the healing center there. You bring the right people in. You hold, maintain the consciousness, and you create the living example of it. And pretty soon, that's like a virus. You know, you just planted it into the collective consciousness, and pretty soon it starts spreading and spreading and spreading. And you know, like the 100th monkey. If people don't know that story, I'll go through very quickly. They had observing these monkeys on an island, and they threw sweet potatoes to them all the time. And finally, one monkey started washing its own potatoes, and the other monkey started seeing it. And then another monkey picked up the potato and started washing it. Another one started washing it. Pretty soon, the monkeys on the island were all starting to wash their potato. And when the 100th monkey washed his potato, all the monkeys on all the other islands started washing their potatoes. So there is a collective consciousness. We're all connected. There is no separation. And especially within species, they're all on the same network, you might say. And we can help out the rest of humanity by being a transmitter of this higher consciousness and energy and doing our part. You know, there's so many things we can do. And become the observer and really watch ourselves. And, you know, watch the energies that we're putting out and working with. You know, it's very important. We're having a little technical difficulty here. Our computer lines are down, and mine's popping on and on. The call-in numbers, if people want to call in, one of them is, I'm hoping I'm getting this right, I think it's 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. And if anybody wants to call in and share some of their experiences, you know, with the shifts going on, the higher consciousness and energy, with some of the sightings they've seen, you know, anything, you know, cryptology, whatever you call it, the Bigfoot sightings, anybody seen Loch Ness Monster lately, you know, so being having a little Scotch-Irish in me, I love Loch Ness for some reason. I have full faith that there is some kind of creature swimming around in there. And that, my thing, I think it's a plesiosaurus or whatever you call those guys, but kind of a leftover. But there's a lot of things. They're discovering new forms of life everywhere right now. But there's so many different things going on. You know, there's, you know, you look at the oceans and the waters, they're one of the most least explored things on the planet. We know more about space than we do about our oceans. And there's all kinds of things underneath the ocean that we don't even know about, but you know, which I should get a guest on that talks about that, because there are certain guests that know about all these underwater bases. They know about the Bermuda Triangle, and then there's another one called the, I think it's called the Devil's Triangle, the Dragon Triangle or something, over on the other side, exactly opposite the Bermuda Triangle, which is even more active, where they have all kinds of anomalous behavior. They have ships disappearing, planes disappearing there, I think even more so than the Bermuda Triangle, and they have just incredible sightings of all kinds of things, and just crazy weather. So it seems that there is a counterpart to the Bermuda Triangle as well, which is pretty amazing. I, for one, I don't know if I'd want to be sailing a ship right through the middle of that thing, but there's a part of me that's curious enough I might. You know, there's a North Pole expedition that's coming together with Brooks Agnew, which is another opportunity if people want to jump on that. With it's on the BBS site, X Squared Radio, and they're getting ready to set out for, you know, a journey to the North Pole. I've done that a few times out of body already. I already know what's there, and it's pretty amazing. And whether we gain entry to that is another story, but there is a whole civilization living there, and their technology and their spirituality and the life forms they've saved there are just phenomenal. But you know, a lot of the things that we thought were mythological are actually preserved there. And there's different types of beings. A lot of the old Atlanteans and Lemurians actually went inward when the cataclysms hit and have continued to live, you know, in the interior in some of these places. But, you know, how do you, you know, I really don't have the photos. You know, I don't have the the different types of beans to bring out and show everybody and put in a zoo for everybody, you know. But that's another experience people are going to have to figure out for themselves, you know. But once you get out of body and realize that you're more than just a body, that you are a spirit that has a body, and you learned how to get out of your body, you can travel anywhere in the universe and just have all kinds of phenomenal experiences. Again, you know, it's all about consciousness and energy and engaging that consciousness and energy and moving forward in your own evolutionary process. And the most important thing I can tell you is that there's no fast food drive-in enlightenment program, basically. We have some of the most incredible techniques you'll ever see, but it doesn't matter if you don't continue with your practices, if you don't take personal responsibility and use the techniques. You know, it's not about gurus. You know, it's not about leaders. It's all about, you know, the individual and the individual rising up in consciousness and taking control of their lives and their destiny. And it's very important to realize that guru means G-U-R-U. You know, it's ultimately any guru is supposed to bend you inward to the God within, and so you can make your own personal God connection and move from that consciousness. That is the bottom line. Right now, unfortunately, we have all these kind of fanatical things going on where people are worshiping a God outside of nature and outside of others, and they have divided themselves, you know, from the rest of humanity and nature, you know, they haven't transcended religion and cultures, and they're still playing the separation game on the planet. And hopefully one of these days we'll evolve beyond that, like these ultra-dimensional beings have. They've transcended all, you know, cultural and all religious barriers and have gone beyond that into universal understanding, and they see the God in all creation. The Creator is within all creation, and they serve creation. And that's where we need to go as a civilization. You know, all these other things are just power trips. You know, they're based on ignorance, and they're based on experiences of the past that we need to release and let go of. You know, people say, I believe in God, and I say, which God? You know, and you believe in Yahweh, you believe in Jehovah, you know, believe in the wrathful God, the all-loving God, the forgiving God. You know, you believe in Allah, you believe in, you know, Zeus. I mean, who do you believe in? Do you believe in the ancient gods, the Anunnaki, you know? Which God, when you say, I believe in God, do you believe in? And what is your image of that God? And a lot of people, they go, no, God, I believe in God. And I go, well, no, which God? You know, I'm talking about, you know, which image, which name, you know, which group do you belong to? You know, so, you know, really look at it. And is your group separate from the other groups? Is it separate from the other children of God? Is it separate from nature? You know, how much separation is in your group? And do you really believe in an omnipresent God? Or is your God a little old man with a beard in the ethers that's going to punish you if you don't stay within the dictates of your religion or your group? And it's sad because those images, you know, there's over 11,000 religions out there right now, and everybody has their image, and they have their writings, and they have their stories, and each one of them thinks they're right, and they're the only story. But, you know, if you put it all together, you might have a better picture of the big story. So it's good to get out there a little bit, you know, study the true teachings. You know, if you're a Christian, study the true teachings of Jesus. You know, get into it. Find out where he went, where he learned what he learned, you know, his real travel. And, you know, start, you know, he speaks of a God, an all-loving God, an all-forgiving God. Maybe we need to find that within ourselves. You know, and maybe that was the example that he left for us. But the new covenant, maybe we need to let go of the old images, you know, the old covenant. You know, the old jealous, wrathful, punishing God, which was actually an ET, but that's a whole other story. But, you know, the images and the experiences of the past are still there for those with the primitive minds that want to keep holding on to those old images. But it's time for a new image, you know, an image of a universal consciousness and energy, you know, a creator within all creation, within everyone and everything, and a unifying force, a unifying field that kind of holds everything together and from which everything came. That's the image we really need to get into and stop with the judgment and the condemnation and the warring, you know, against, you know, all the other people. I mean, this tarot card has pretty much been played out. So, you know, it's really a money game and a control game, and that's all it's about. It doesn't have anything to do with God. It never did. But, you know, it's time for people to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this doesn't add up. This doesn't make sense. Maybe we need to try something else. But one of the things in the interviews I just recently did, somebody asked me, one of the questions, he said, well, why do you think there's so much resistance to the ETs, you know, these ultra-dimensional beings, these very spiritually and technologically advanced beings? Why are they demonized? You know, why is our government firing on them? Why are we chasing them, trying to shoot them down? You know, they have technology, you know, millions, if not billions of years ahead of us. And we're sending little F-16s, you know, with a few little exotic weapons on. We're doing everything we can to shoot these things down, which in the interest of national security is beyond stupidity. You know, it's like going after a lion with a pea shooter. You know, you're going to piss it off eventually. So maybe it's time to make that lion your friend, you know, and make him an ally, because you might need him in the future if you have some coyotes coming after you, you know, or something like that, you know. Who knows? But you might have some lesser evolved ETs come in and create some problems. Well, you know, your real security would be aligning with the benevolent ones, the extremely advanced ones, and go as high up the ladder as you can and get some protection that way. You know, there's a lot of things going on, but, you know, people keep asking that question, well, why are they such a threat? And I said, well, you know, you really need to sit down and reason this. What do they bring? They bring, one of the things they align with is universal peace. You know, there goes the war industry right there. You know, the war industry just collapsed in on itself. If they align with universal peace, you know, we can't have peace because, you know, then we can't have the war industry. And, you know, the other thing is that, okay, well, you know, they transcended disease. You know, they know how to cure disease with energy and with consciousness and with natural ways. And they've gone beyond disease. They have more control over their whole physical body and they don't age. You know, they live thousands of years, some of these beings. You know, like, oh, damn, I went to pharmaceutical company. You know, we don't need them anymore. Now we got this new knowledge, you know. So you know, pharmaceutical companies are saying, no, we can't have that. We can't have these new technologies given out because then we're going to go broke. You know, so then you got the oil industry there, and, you know, and they go, wait a second. These ships, they're not refueling. You know, they have anti-gravity, they've got counter-gravity, they can jump in and out of this reality, they can jump dimensions, and they don't have fuel. You know, they've got fuelless energy. We can't let this happen. We can't let contact happen, these new technologies come out. You know, and so you know, it's a major threat. So you really think about, okay, who's got you enslaved through dependency? You know, and who's running the country? You've got the war industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the oil industry. The big corporations, those are running the country. Why don't we have peace? You know, why don't we have the cure for disease? Why don't we have these fuelless technologies? You know, why are we driving these gas-belching, CO2-emitting, polluting things around, you know, dumping oil in our ocean and creating all these petrochemicals and all these other things? You know, why are we subjected to all this? You know, and mainly it's because we've become sheep, we've become unconscious, and it's time to wake up. But this is all available now. It's available to all humanity, and it's time for humanity to rise up and just say we want to live a wholesome, natural, spiritual way of life. We want the new technologies to come in that can assist us in restoring the environment, you know, cleaning up the environment, and we want the new healing technologies to come in. You know, we have a right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, whole, and healthy life. We have the right to commune with, you know, all-loving, all-forgiving God, and we have a right to enjoy, you know, life, you know, without being enslaved through dependency. I mean, those are all God-given rights, and we have to look at where we've given our power away and who's really in control of things. And I do believe in the future this is coming. There's no way of stopping it. There's a groundswell of energy and consciousness coming in. And eventually it's our destiny to join the rest of the universe in peace. And we are going to bring out these new technologies, both healing and fuelless energy technologies, and hopefully restore the planet. And we are going to have some great challenges, environmental challenges coming up, and we're going to need all the help we can get to get through these times. And so it's very important for us to align with the benevolent beings out there that are here to assist humanity to get through these times. I'm not trying to push anything on anybody. It's just common sense. We are in the throes of great changes right now. It's undeniable. You know, look at the honeybees. You know, look at the tornadoes. Look at the damage there. Look at the tsunamis that are hitting. Look at the changes on every level. We are in some dire straits right now. We're moving through a very critical period in our evolutionary process, and we basically need all the help we can get through this. And what's nice is on the other side is what all the prophets have talked about, you know, the 1,000 years of peace and the bodies that don't age and don't die and don't get sick and all these other things are going to be following that. You know, whatever you call it, the golden age, you know, they have different names for it, the new age, a lot of people go, oh, new agers, they're nuts, you know, but basically the new agers are actually bringing in the old age that we've known a long time ago and forgot, you know. So, you know, a lot of the fundamentalists are actually the new agers. They're the ones that have twisted the ancient teachings into their programs. And basically the ancient teachings are coming back due to popular demand, and the wisdom from these experiences is allowing the old wrong conclusions to settle into the soul. And hopefully we can move forward in our evolutionary process. It's going to be an interesting ride. It's going to get real exciting in the next couple of years. One of the things I want to talk about is the new movie coming out. The trailer's out. And if you go to www.eceti.org and click on, you know, go into the site and click on the new movie, you know, Contact Has Begun with James Gilliland, his story. Go ahead and click on that and look at the trailer. I'm just blown away at what these people did with this movie. John and Mike and Chase and all the other people that worked on this movie, they did the most high quality. They brought out the best technology you can imagine, the highest technology, the best quality, and the special effects and everything are just incredible. And the message is just incredible as well. But if people go to, you know, eceti.org, go and view the trailer. I think it's on my site here at BBS as well. I've got to go back and check that. Again, I've been in holes and digging ditches and working my buns off from sun up to sundown. I haven't had a chance to even get to my website lately, but our internet's been down. But anyway, we're moving forward with all this, and this trailer went out, and what was amazing, the second day it got 5,000 hits and off of YouTube. And we just posted on YouTube, and it went around the world internationally. I don't even know what it is now, but I don't know how many thousands of hits it's had, but it's going everywhere, and people are grabbing it and picking it up and sending it on. And so, you know, it's pretty amazing what's going on with this trailer, and we've got several movie theaters that want to pick it up. And go and ask your local movie theater. To say, get this movie, because it gives all this information that we're talking about. And I'm sure there's going to be a part two. But, you know, it talks about contact. It talks about the different beings that are here to help us. It gives you the more positive, benevolent side of contact. It talks about the ancient history of contact. It talks about just about everything. And it talks about Earth changes and what's going on the planet. And it's a very, very powerful message. It needs to get out there, and it has a life of its own. I mean, it's taken off with its own legs and running around the world right now, and the movie isn't even out yet. The DVD isn't even available yet, and it's just the trailer alone. It's going like crazy. There's a new trailer, too. There's two trailers out now. I don't have the new trailer yet. I should have that by tomorrow. I'll have it up, and I'll put it out over my newsletter. If you want to sign up on the newsletter, I would strongly suggest, again, to go into eSETI.org, sign up on the newsletter, and we'll inform you when the new trailer comes out and when the movie's going to be available. And also, too, be sure and check out the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference, because it's going to be amazing. The last conference we had two big ships. One flew in from the north, one flew in from the south, right over the whole group there on Friday night. And we had ships cruising along treetop level. We had metallic ships, pictures taken of them by some of the guests. A lot of footage. There were orbs everywhere, light spheres, all kinds of anomalous energies were flying around here. We had healings that happened, which were amazing. I mean, they were spontaneous healings that people came and they had went through the standard medical, and they had this, you know, diagnosis, x-rays, everything of problems that just vanished. I don't want to say that's going to happen here as a disclaimer. I don't know what's going to happen. That's between you and spirit, but things do happen here. It's very strange. If it's time and if it's in your karma, whatever you want to call it, and if you come here with pure intent and open mind, loving heart, and things, miracles happen here quite a bit. So it's a pretty amazing place. And it seems to be we're finally generating the right people to get behind it to keep this place going. You know, it needs to happen. Places like this need to be supported. And we need more of them around the planet, and people maintaining higher consciousness and energy and being a conduit for it. And the more we get, the faster we're going to move through these shifts and these changes, and the more graceful we're going to move through them as well. So it's very important. The more people we get, you know, moving in this direction and bringing in the higher consciousness and energy, and the more people become focused on cleaning up their own consciousness and their own environment and start making a commitment into that direction, you know, the faster things are going to turn around here. And it's most important, too, is we hold our leadership to this. You know, our political leadership, religious leadership, the corporate leadership. Don't support the corporations anymore that are not, you know, assisting humanity and the earth. If they're not part of the awakening healing process, if not helping restore the environment, if they're, you know, very selfish, self-centered, or whatever, you know, take your support away. It's that simple. You know, don't participate anymore. And look at that part within you that also might be a little selfish and greedy and believes it's separate, and heal that as well. But it's very important to do that in the days to come, because we are moving towards, you know, the awakening healing process, the final stages of that, and it's going to get very fast and furious in the next couple of years, and you know, it's time to get with the program and jump in, you know, both feet. No more fence sitting. Well, looks like we're reaching the end of our hour here. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening. Feel free to send this out. You know, it's going to be archived right away. It's automatic now. And if you want to send this talk out to your friends and family and assist them in moving forward, feel free. You know, be sure and send it out with DBS Radio and As You Wish. And again, this is James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're signing off. Have a great evening, and I just want to thank everyone for all the consciousness and energy and the support and the love and whatever else that they're putting out to turn this planet around and help this center thrive. Have a great evening. Good night.